Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we always welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We're hoping we're going to be having Joyce Riley with us this evening. She was, of course, from the Gulf War Veterans Association. And if not, why, of course, we'll have someone else. We'll have open lines. But hopefully Joyce will be responding here in just a couple of minutes. So hold your calls, and we'll just sort of discuss a few of the things that seem to be unfolding at the present time. And certainly the one thing we notice in the media today is the focusing our attention on the tragedy of what happened at this Abu Ghraib prison over there in Iraq. And of course, we're saying, oh, well, this just is an isolated case. And don't think that for a minute. I mean, there was mistreatment of prisoners in the other prison camps in Iraq, a standard treatment that was used at Guantanamo. It was used in Afghanistan, and it is a form of torture, and they know it is a form of torture, and they know it was in violation of the Geneva Convention. And I'll never forget seeing Donald Rumsfeld last week, and he had a general with him. I don't know whether it was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or a Marine general, but he's testifying before the Congress and the senators, and he's saying, well, but the lawyer said it was all right. The lawyer said what we were doing all right. Who would want to go to a group of lawyers, immoral people who have no foundation and certainly no belief in God and right and wrong, to tell you what is right and wrong? I think anybody could look at those pictures and know what was being done to those poor, helpless people was wrong. But you must understand we're dealing with organized evil. And there are evil people. I don't think that the average soldier was involved in this was evil. I think he was doing exactly what he was told to be doing. And many of them say they were told to do what they did by people who were there, who they were contract agents. They were contract people hired by the military. Now, why would they be turning interrogation of prisoners over to the contract employees of the military? Why? Because they're not really contract employees. They're CIA. They're ex-Special Forces. They're ex-Delta Force. They're ex-SEALs that have been sheep-dipped. And, of course, now they're employed by the CIA. This is a CIA-directed war. You must understand, the CIA directed this war. The CIA directed the war in Afghanistan. The CIA directed the Vietnam War and committed terrible atrocities over there. The average soldiers didn't commit atrocities. There were a few isolated cases like My Lai. But CIA ran the Phoenix Project that simply killed civilians, and a lot of them weren't any more guilty than a lot of the Iraqis arresting. In fact, it's suggested that somewhere between 60 and 90% of the Iraqis in these prisons weren't guilty of anything. They were just accidentally picked up, and of course they were put in prison, and then they were horrible tortured to get information out of them, and of course this is totally inhumane. But the people who were in charge are CIA agents. We call them contract agents. How many of you honestly think that the military has to bring in contract agents or contract employees to question? How would the average contract employee know what questions to ask? How would he speak Arabic? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a CIA operation, and it's the dark side of the CIA. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And this afternoon, our special guest is Joyce Riley. And Joyce Riley is one of my favorite guests. She's from the Gulf War Veterans Association and a victim of the Gulf War illness, which was, of course, imposed upon our military. Do you realize that of the 695,000 young men and women we sent over to fight the Gulf War, at least over 200, probably close to 250,000, have already been given a permanent disability by the Veterans Administration, and it's estimated that another 1 to 200,000 are ill. And it wasn't simply one disease, it was a number of diseases. Some of them were, of course, poisoned by the stores of poison gas that we blew up at Kamachia. Why would we blow up poison gas at Kamachia when, you know, you blow up an arsenal full of poison gas? We would never do that in the United States. Well, they had to blow it up because they couldn't let anybody in there to see the fact that much of that poison gas came from the United States or from France or Russia, and we couldn't let the American people know that. They might realize and begin realizing that we financed Saddam Hussein, we financed Saddam Hussein, we supplied him with the weapons that he was using, the brutal, terrible Saddam Hussein, the arch-villain Saddam Hussein. So we blew up the arsenal and, of course, the disastrous effects on many of our boys. And then there was the depleted uranium. There was the mycoplasm, the experimental mycoplasm they put in the vaccines to make them more effective, that the veterans brought home and infected their wives and children with. All sorts of things were behind the Gulf War illness. The tragedy is so many of them are ill and will never lead normal lives. And my fear is we may very well be seeing another Gulf War illness. Joyce, are you there? Joyce Riley, are you with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
I certainly can. Thank you so much for being with us. Anyway, I've certainly been just talking until we got here. Tell us a little bit about what's happening as far as our men over there. They're coming home, an awful lot of casualties. We talk about the number killed. We very seldom talk about the number of casualties, especially those with illnesses. Many of them have lost their arms and legs or their sight. But what about the illnesses that we don't have an explanation for?
Well, it's interesting because they want to keep the focus on those that have died. And, in fact, they don't mind talking in terms of death statistics, but, of course, they're an artificially low number that they utilize. What they want to do, though, what they don't want to do is to let you know the percentage of people that are sick from the first Gulf War, and it's now about two-thirds of them. In fact, I think if we were to be more honest and appropriate, we would say that about 80 to 90% of the Gulf War veterans that served in the first Gulf War are sick.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley, and we were talking about the first Gulf War illness, and Joyce is pointing out, would you say, what, about two-thirds of the 695,000 people we sent over there are sick? Would that be a fair estimate?
That's correct.
And, of course, the government is trying to repress this. The last thing they wanted our young people to know is that they consider them expendable. The military are, in fact, as Henry Kissinger is quoted as saying in the book The Final Days by Woodward and Bernstein on page 194, the military are simply the stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. The military are stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. Henry Kissinger, page 194 of Woodward and Bernstein's book, The Final Days. And that's how the elite really feel about our military. That's why they're unconcerned about the number that were sick from the first Gulf War. And I suspect we'll see similar things with the second Gulf War.
You know, I want to tell you about a phone call I just got just a few minutes ago from a woman who said, my husband served in the first Gulf War, and we've been getting progressively sicker ever since that war. Nobody will talk to us. Nobody will tell us anything.
No, we, in other words, she's ill as well.
That's correct.
About 40% of the wives of the sick veterans are sick themselves. So if you have somebody going off to fight in the military, or they're in your family, don't think that you will be excluded. In fact, Will Thomas wrote a book called Bringing the War Home about all the relatives of the people who were in close contact with the victims of the Gulf War illness and how they're ill as well.
And, you know, she said, I am sick. Our 15-year-old daughter is sick. We have the same problems. We have chronic fatigue to the point where we can't even do anything. We can't function like normal people. And she said, my husband has been sick, but he is trying to overcompensate, and he doesn't want to complain. He was a Marine who served in the first Gulf War. And she said, we've been trying to find help from everywhere, and nobody will give us help. So she called me today, and she said, is there anything that we can do? And I said, certainly. There are some things that we can do for you that we'll try to help you with. And she said, I saw a video called Gulf War Illness Fact or Fiction. she said, you were in that video. And I said, yes. And she's, I said, well, where did you happen to get that video? And she said, my chiropractor gave it to me and told me that I needed to watch it to find out what was going on. And I was really appreciative that her chiropractor would do that, and he keeps a copy of it, gives it to the Gulf War veterans, so that they'll understand. She said, we got more information from that video than we have ever gotten from anybody on what the Gulf War illness is all about. And I said, does your husband have the rash? And she said, what do you mean? I said, does he have the little bumps all over him that cause the itching and the irritation? And she said, yes. And I said, well, we can help you with that. And she said, really? She said, if you could just do something for that. And I said, well, we happen to have a soap that we give out to Gulf War veterans at no charge. And I said, all you have to do is write to us and just request it so that the VA won't think that we are trying to solicit people. And I said, we'll send it to you. And she was just shocked. She said, I can't believe this. She says, we've been trying and trying to find some help. She said, the real sad part about our family is that our four-year-old daughter has become autistic since the Gulf War. That was born subsequent to the Gulf War, is now autistic. And I said, well, I need to put you into touch with some other people that have autistic children, and perhaps there's some things that they are doing that are helping them. And we have, by the way, Dr. Stan, found that Oregacin, which we've been giving to Gulf War veterans and their spouses and their children, is helping them just absolutely unbelievable amounts. In fact, it's passing through the autism families, and they're starting to talk about it, both the Miracle 2 soap that we were talking about and the Oregacin. This is not a promotion for that, because we give it away to them at no charge. But she was so grateful, and she said, that rash that my husband has, the bumps on his back, she said, are horrendous. I said, I know. I said, they're little bumps. They don't get irritated all that that much, but I mean, open. But I said, they're just so, they just itch so bad. And she said, absolutely. She said, nobody in 13 years has been able to tell us about this. The VA gives us all of these salves and creams and lotions, and she said, not one of them have ever worked. And I said, well, we'll try this. We can't promise you anything, but I said, it won't cost you anything, so we will send it to you. So bless her heart. Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, what it's like after 14 years, and her local physician, her MD, tells her, well, you know, there's no real Gulf War illness, and the symptoms are very obscure, and we can't really treat for it, so it's just one of those things you have to live with.
And, of course, you know, the thing is, I've been to the medical meetings where they brought in the people from the government hospitals who give this lie. And, of course, the one thing they don't want for the American people is to learn the truth, and that is that they used our troops as guinea pigs.
That's right.
And it was an experiment that went just terribly, terribly bad. Oh, I'm sure that they feel terribly bad about it, like they feel bad about the Tuskegee study, the 400 blacks they recruited to kill with whole treatment so they'd die of their syphilis. But it was all done in the name of science. It was this great experiment that they used on the victims of the Gulf War. But after all, they're stupid, dumb animals, according to Henry Kissinger, to be used for foreign policy purposes.
And they have been kicked to the side of the curb like dead animals. Now, we've talked many times about the first Gulf War veterans. Then we talk in terms of the second Gulf War veterans and the cumulative aspect of this disease that is now going to be just insurmountable, I think, for their immune systems to overcome. And the tragedy is they have no place to turn to. If they turn to the government, the VA, they are not interested at all. They just turn them away. Or they will do the blood test, do the monitoring on them, find out just how much damage has been done to them, then they kick them back out again and say, well, we can't do anything for you.
And the doctors who want to do something, want to treat them, get fired from the VA. That's what's really so incredible.
Yeah, the majority of them have all been fired. Dr. Asif Durakovic, who is a physician, he has 5 medical degrees. He worked for the VA. He is the one that found that depleted uranium was the big issue, the big problem. And, of course, he was run out of the VA system. It is so sad to see these people with really good careers, and everybody, I will tell you right now, Dr. Stan, nearly everybody who is talking about depleted uranium is being targeted. And I'm talking about character assassination, all the way down from Asif Durakovic to Dr. Doug Rocky to Denise Nichols, myself, all the people that discuss DU, because think about this. If the world knew that we were literally killing all the civilians, we are maiming them, if you will, by making them radioactive. The people that live in Bosnia, Herzegovina, Yugoslavia, Afghanistan, Iraq, if they understood what is going to happen to all of their coalition forces that are in there, there would be such an outcry if the world knew that we were intentionally, literally murdering these people, and that is exactly what is taking place.
Well, if anybody, of course, doubts that there is a master plan, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991, where Jacques Cousteau, that great humanitarian, says, we're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. It's a terrible thing to say it, but we've got to bring the population of the world back into balance. There really is a master genocidal program. And you have to understand that these people look at the world differently than you and I. These are the elitists. These are the people who march to a different drumbeat, who dream a different dream. And really what's so tragic, if you go to the Royal Society over in Great Britain, and this is one of the finest medical organizations in the world, and they have some articles up there on depleted uranium, and they're frightened to death of the implications of this. And when you say depleted uranium, you must understand what depleted uranium is. That means that they've taken out less than 1% of the uranium-235, the rest of it's solid, 238, and some of the other branches of uranium. And, of course, it's the uranium dust that gets into the lungs and then gets into the body and into the bloodstream, into the bones, and into the various organs. It creates all the problems.
And I got a call the other day from our second Gulf War veteran who was saying the problems that he is having, begging for some help. And I told him to have his wife write to us and that we would be glad to send him some of the soap and some of the other things, just some information, because they have no place to turn to. You know, they have been essentially sequestering these people at Fort Lewis, Washington, Fort Carson, Colorado, and Fort Stewart, Georgia, keeping them separated and away from the public so that they don't see how sick these guys are.
Well, now, my understanding, the last thing I heard was over 15,000 casualties. We never talk about them. What are your figures?
Our figures are between 15 and 20,000 been brought back to the United States, and I don't think that we will ever necessarily know the truth, but when we're finding out now that the hospital, for instance, Landstuhl, Germany, is full to overflowing, the people in Landstuhl are now in German hospitals, and I'm talking about U.S. military, are being housed in German hospitals because there is no place for them. Walter Reed is full, overflowing.
And, of course, when they come back, if you are Reserve or National Guard, you don't get any care. Don't they just put you right out?
Oh, pretty much so, yes. In fact, if you are, just like when I came back in 1991, had a demyelinating illness and said, hey, I'm sick, something's wrong here, my legs don't work, and they said, well, you're a reservist, doesn't make any difference, you know, you can't go to a VA hospital anyway. See, that's the part people don't understand, is all these promises of medical care, well, that's if you fit the little blocks together and everything works out perfectly. Because if you're a reservist, if you're a guardsman, if you have not been service-connected, then you get nothing.
And of
absolutely
course
nothing.
But they're the ones who determine whether it's service-connected or not.
And
in other words, they say that Gulf War illness does not exist. If there is no such thing, we'll give you a little Prozac. And these, of course, are the people of regular Army. But, you know, if you're not regular Army, you're in real trouble.
And, you know, I had a guy call me from the Vietnam War the other day, and he said, I've got this type of cancer. And he said, nobody at the VA will deal with me. Nobody will talk about this. Nobody will address this. They say, can't be due to Agent Orange. I pulled out that Agent Orange classified report that we were able to get access to, and I opened it up, and sure enough, there was his cancer listed there where it said, not for public release.
And, of course, they can't let the American people know this. Then they'd have to take care of all of these people. They knew that dioxin was a deadly herbicide, and they knew what its long-term results would be when used to massive amounts, and they used tremendous amounts there to defoliate the jungles and over there in Vietnam. But then, of course, when the men came home, nobody really cared. We'll be back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, Joyce Riley. You have to understand we owe an obligation to these men that are going overseas. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And believe me, the plan is not to bring our boys home. To keep sending them out, we have troops over 140 nations around the world today, and we're going to leave our forces under one guise or another in the Middle East. In fact, I fear that the plan is for war with Syria, for Iran, and eventually Saudi Arabia.
I our four tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many... Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley, who's on the front lines of this battle. She does radio programs, what, about 3 hours a day?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. And if you don't listen to Joyce, she's on the Genesis Network. She's on the American Freedom Network. And she and her husband are working, trying to awaken the American people. And I find her research work is outstanding. She checks things out. I wouldn't have her on if I didn't have total confidence in what she says. And the tragedy is you're not getting the truth because the media is controlled. And the major networks, are controlled, the major television networks, and nothing gets out unless, of course, they want it to get out. And, of course, that's why the fact that they let this story out about the atrocities being carried out in the prisons over there has firmly convinced me they're doing this to inflame the Islamic world in preparation for the onset of World War III, because the average Muslim doesn't want to be involved in war any more than the average American wants to be involved in war. But you inflame the American people and you inflame the Muslims, and that's how you get a war going. That's how we got the First World War going, with the atrocity stories of the wicked Germans cutting off the hands of the little Belgian boys and cutting off the breasts of the Belgian women and raping and ravishing them, and it was all a lie. But you said it day after day, week after week, month after month, through the controlled media in the United States, and pretty soon you had the American people believing it, and their emotions inflamed, and I fear we're being inflamed now for the coming war with the Muslim world. And may God help us if this comes about. So, Joyce, why don't you pick up your story about the veterans that are coming back now? And, of course, if you are National Guard or if you are Reserve, you really don't get the care unless, of course, they declare it service-connected, and they're the ones who determine whether it's service-connected or not.
That's correct. And because Agent Orange was never a real illness, it was never covered. And the guy that I was talking to you about that called me, that was a Vietnam veteran, he said, I have this type of cancer, and he said the VA won't admit to that. And I said, well, here, let me open this. And I opened the classified report, not for release to the public, and it said, sure enough, that that causation was Agent Orange. And he was furious. He said, they've been lying to me for 30 years. Now, there is going to come a point at which there is going to be momentum from enough people understanding that they have been lied to by the Department of Defense. And these troops are going to stand up along with their families and the American public, and they're going to say, not no, but heck no. You know, if you aid and abet the enemy by allowing your own military to die, that is treason. And what we have done with our own military is that we are quietly having a disposable army after every war. We just kick them out. And in fact, they're now talking in terms of reduction in force. Of course, they've got the joint pain. They are having are you kidding me? He said, if I were to go to them because I'm having diarrhea to every single day. Troops. We've got between
If there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam.
Young people's
from it, because it is very powerful and is very frightening. But you can contact us at the Power Hour or at Gulf War Vets, P.O. Box 85, Versailles, Missouri, 65084. And if you are a Gulf War veteran with the rash, you want to try the Miracle 2 products, all you have to do is write to us.
Thank you.
They had taken pills with them. Pills don't work quite as well as the activated charcoal, but... you can put on...
Vaccines, all of this was making him sick. Anything else you wanted to ask
what,
there?
Yes. A couple things. What about any type of the heavy metal detoxes? Has any of those?
Are any of those? There's an oral chelation form that literally is showing that they can detox. Metals out of the body. So
you got to get your son home first of all.
What?
Mainly trying to her son.
Well, go ahead, Joyce.
Thank you. to pay